Welcome to a new session of Discovering God. Let's begin by catching up on how we are doing. Based on what has happened with you since last time we met, what is something you are thankful for? What has stressed you out this week? And what do you need for things to be better? What are the needs of the people in your community? And how can we help each other meet the needs we've expressed? What was the story last time we met? What did we learn about God and people? In our last meeting, you decided to apply what you learned. What did you do? And how did it go? Who did you share something with from the last story? How did they respond? We identified several needs last time we met and planned to meet those needs. How did it go? Now, let's listen to a new story from God.
From the book of Philippians.
Is there any encouragement from belonging to Christ? Any comfort from His love? Any fellowship together in the Spirit? Are your hearts tender and compassionate? Then make me truly happy by agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, loving one another, and working together with one mind and purpose. Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Now, let's have someone retell this passage in their own words, as though they were telling a friend who has never heard it. Let's help them if they leave anything out or add anything by mistake. If that happens, we can ask, where do you find that in the story? What does this story teach us about God, his character, and what he does? What do we learn about people, including ourselves, from this story? What do we learn from this story about being leaders? How will you apply God's truth from this story in your life this week? What is a specific action or thing you will do? Who will you share truth from this story with before we meet again? Do you know others who would also like to discover God's word in this app like we are? As our meeting comes to a close, let's decide when we'll meet again and who will facilitate the next meeting. This has been a good time together. We encourage you to make note of what you said you will do and to re-listen to the story in the days before we meet again. The facilitator can share the story text or audio if anyone doesn't have it. As we go, let's ask the Lord to help us.